Hi everyone, welcome to the College Exploration Spotlight Series. My name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Each episode, we're going to be interviewing current or recently graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Finding the right school to fit your wants and needs can be hard, but the library is here to help. Let's have some fun and explore these schools together. All opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based upon their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. Hi, everyone. Today's interview is with Javik. So, hi. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So, to get started, what school do you attend and where is it located?
I attend Ewan University in Ewan, North Carolina. It's about an hour from Raleigh-Durham. In the Raleigh-Durham and sort of this sort of Research Triangle area, and then about 45 minutes from Greensboro. So right smack dab in the middle of everything.
So for anyone who's ever been there before, what is it like? What is there to do? Like, what's going on there?
Well, first off, I'm a kid from Massachusetts. So okay. The 50 degrees at a minimum in the winter is unbelievably awesome. It doesn't snow a lot either. It's beautiful weather all year long, and you really can't get better than that. Spring starts with the spring-ish weather in a New England sense, starts in like February. It's just beautiful. There's a lot of things to do around there, though. It's a nice mix of, you know, you drive a couple minutes south, you're in like sort of the woods and that sort of thing. But, you know, you can drive around and, you know, you got anywhere from cities to mountains to 2 hours away is the beach, 3 hours away is the Appalachians. So you have a lot of different things to do, and there's a lot of different places to do for depending on what you're interested in. You know, there's a million minor league baseball teams within a 30-minute drive of you. There's a basketball team. There's an NBA team in Charlotte. There's a hockey team in Raleigh. There's, you know, so many different things to do depending on what your interest is. There's just, you know, it's really the best place to be because you're right in the center of everything, which is really – really one of the coolest parts about it is you're right in the middle of everything and you're just a short drive away from all of these amazingly cool places. And if anyone listening is not from North Carolina, the food is the next best thing. You can't beat a cookout run at 2:30 in the morning. It's just unbelievable. You know, there's the food's good. The people are awesome. You know, the campus climate is great. And we'll get into that later. The campus climate is fantastic, but just the area itself and the people, the food, you can't really get better than where we are in North Carolina.
Seriously, for anyone who is not from North Carolina, Cookout and Bojangles, like, come try them and enjoy it. And they are great for the college experience as well.
They might not be great for your body, but they're great for the college experience. Yeah. And they taste
nice
delicious.
Nice and inexpensive, and they taste really good.
Exactly.
All right, so let's talk about campus a little bit. What size would you say the campus is? Is it easy to navigate? What's getting to class like? Tell me about it.
So campus is, I believe we have around 7,000 to 8,000 students. So it's about medium size, but it's one of those campuses where it's small enough that you can walk, you know, side to side in 15 minutes, which is really cool. So getting to class isn't hard at all. It's not like one of those big campuses where you need like a bike and get on a trolley and, you know, three stops later you'll get off and then you'll, you know, walk another 10 minutes and you'll get to class. It's super easy to navigate. And it takes, you know, probably about 2-3 days. Like my freshman year, a year ago, it was about, you know, it took me 2 or 3 days and then I knew where everything was, which really makes it really easy to get around campus. And it's one of those campuses where it's small enough that sort of everyone knows everyone in some way, whether it's, you know, 2 or 3 degrees of separation. But it's sort of that close-knit kind of thing that's kind of cool. It's just big enough that not everyone knows everyone, but it's just small enough that it's not a bagillion people that are just all on top of you, which is really nice. And it's something I really enjoy. And the best part about it is, you know, since we're not a huge university, you don't have those 400 people lecture halls, you know, the 200 person lecture hall. The most people you'll have in a class here at Ewan is probably 30, 35 people at a max. That's about it.
Wow.
So you really get that one-on-one with the professor. And, you know, it's not one of those big lecture halls where you kind of fit into the gap, you know, in the back or whatnot. You really have an opportunity to get close with your professor, your fellow students. It's really a great atmosphere to really get that one-on-one time and to really, you know, feel like the professor cares about you and the university really cares about you, which I think is a really awesome thing.
So is there anything special on campus as far as like features? Do you have like any, you know, gardens or trails or anything cool like green space that people can explore as well?
We're the only campus in the country with a biscuit fill on campus. That's something we love to pride ourselves on. You can use your meal plan for biscuit fill on campus. That's what we like to pride ourselves on, the one university in the country with that. But campus itself is absolutely beautiful. You have three fountains that are all beautiful. You know, the most it's we're the most beautiful campus in the country for a reason, I like to say.
Is
We have
that
the
really,
fountain.
is that like a thing, or is that
We
just
are
like
the
a
Princeton Review. We are the prettiest campus.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
We are. We are. It's beautiful. You know, it's all brick buildings. You know, fountains across campus, which are beautiful. You know, fresh mowed grass, plants are, you know, always beautiful. It's really just a beautiful place to be and a beautiful place to spend 4 years of college, because it really is just, you know, one of the coolest places to be. And it's really such a beautiful campus. And again, the people are awesome, and the campus is beautiful, and the weather is amazing, and the food's great. So you really can't get much better than that.
I mean, honestly, it sounds incredible. So, do you live on campus or did you your freshman year at all?
I do live on campus. I lived on
Okay.
campus last year, and now I'm living on campus again this year. I'm living in an
Okay.
apartment this year, so it's a little bit different. Not quite a dorm, but I'm still living on campus. Yes.
So, what are the residence halls and then what is what you're living in now like? What kind of options do
So.
people have if they attend Elon?
So the residence halls are, you know, pretty much your standard residence halls. They're nice, spacious. The beds are really comfy. But you know, it's just your usual residence hall. They're really nice. I mean, you know, nothing bad with them at all. But it's where everyone, you know, lives their freshman year. You know, they're really close on campus. The one I lived in last year, you know, there's different neighborhoods across campus. This was the historic neighborhood, and being a comm major, I was 3 minutes from the comm school and 4 steps from a dining hall.
Nice.
So you really can't get better than that, especially freshman year when you have an 8 a.m. and you can roll out of bed at 7:55 and make it to class with 2 minutes to spare. It really works out really well. But you know, all across campus, it's just really nice. I mean, there's the Global neighborhood, which is it's sort of like a hotel. I mean, the rooms there are beautiful. Historic is, you know, the older part of campus, but it's been renovated like 6, 7 times. You know, those rooms are beautiful as well. So yeah, campus itself, you know, as far as the residence halls go, they're all really nice, and you know, you're really close to your academic buildings, which means you're gonna walk in a max 5 minutes maybe to get to class, which is really awesome, and really convenient, especially for your freshman year, just being in the middle of campus and everything, so you can really acclimate to college really quickly. It's never a bad thing. And then where I'm living now is, we have like sort of these off-campus slash on-campus apartments. So I'm living, you know, technically on campus, but it's like a weird mix. But it's through campus housing. You know, they lease out apartments to students, and it has a kitchen, our own rooms. My room is the size of my dorm last year, so it's huge.
Nice.
Or the dorms itself are big, but my room now is, you know, the size of my dorm last year, which is awesome. But you know, you have your own kitchen, and there's different places to live across campus with apartments your sophomore year. And you know, you have your own kitchen, your own laundry, your own, you know, your own room, your own closet, which it's really just a cool thing to have, you know, all of that in just your sophomore year, and really, you know, live in that communal space your freshman year, and you know, meet all your friends and meet the people you get really close to, you know, in the dorm style, and then your sophomore year sort of get a place of your own, and really, you know, take that next step towards living on your own, which I think is really cool.
Absolutely. Are there any requirements to living on campus your freshman year or anything, or are you just open to choose?
I believe you're actually required to live on campus your freshman year.
Okay.
So you know, everyone's in the residence hall. You know, it's pretty much all freshmen that are living in the residence hall, and it's a great way to just find your people, and find your good friends, which is really, you know, one of the most important things freshman year of college is finding those people. So it's really just a great way to be around, you know, other freshmen, be around, you know, people that you enjoy, and we have, you know, these living learning communities across campus, which groups you know, with people with similar interests and stuff, if you apply for one. So I'm a big sports guy, as a journalism major trying to get into sports broadcasting. You know, I was in the sport management LLC, and being people who were, you know, around sports and really enjoyed sports was really a huge thing to be able to connect with and you know, help make friends and that stuff, where you have that sort of group of people that, you know, are into the same things you are, and you know, you can hang out with them, and it's really a great way to, you know, help find your people. As I said before, it's really the best way to do that is living in those residence halls your freshman year and really getting a chance and an opportunity to connect with all these different sort of people that you really wouldn't have met if, you know, you didn't go to college or you know, you went somewhere local. Because I'm from Massachusetts. I met kids from, you know, places that I never would have thought of that I'd be meeting people from, but all of a sudden, you know, you're friends with these people from all these different states all over the country, which I find really cool. And it's really cool just to hear their experiences growing up and just how different, you know, the world really is, which I think is one of the coolest parts of college.
Absolutely. So we talked a little bit about the food in North Carolina and, you know, the biscuit fill on campus, but what's the food like there? What are your options while you're on campus?
The food on campus is fantastic. I always say the dining ladies are the dining people are my favorite people on campus. The chocolate chip cookies on campus are absolutely amazing. If anyone goes to Elon, you have to get the chocolate chip cookies, and they will probably give you as many as you like, which is
Nice.
great. Like, you know, I walked up one day, you know, a couple of days ago, and, you know, I want a chocolate chip cookie. And she's like, "Oh, well, how many do you want?" I was like, "Well, how many could you give me?" And I walked out with a giant tray of chocolate chip cookies that are still sitting in my fridge. It's fantastic.
That's
But
awesome.
the food's great. So there's a bunch of different retail options on campus that you can use like your meal plan for. So whether it's Qdoba, Biscuitville, there's a pizza place, and there's also Payway. As far as you know, using your meal plan for, you know, the retail stores across campus. But the dining halls themselves have great food. You can't complain at all. Last year they had wing night on Sundays at one of our dining halls, and it was just the buffalo wings were awesome. And you could just get as many as you want, which was fantastic. That was always a big hit, though. And really, you know, the food's great, and the dining people are super nice. And we have our own pasta station in one of the dining halls, which I think is really, really cool. And it's really good food as well. So you can't really go wrong with anything you get across campus. It's just all good. You really can't go wrong with Elon's dining. I mean, it is insanely good. And you know, it's fantastic because, you know, sometimes you know, some colleges you go and you're like, "Well, the food here is awful. We'll just deal with it." You don't have to deal with that here. The food's great, and it's really a great place to, you know, you don't feel like you're far away from home eating bad food. You're eating, you know, good food, which is never a bad thing.
Would you say, and just noticing it, or you know, maybe you have dietary restrictions, are there options for those who might have, maybe they choose to be a vegetarian or vegan, or they've got dietary restrictions like from, you know, gluten intolerances, et cetera, whatever. Are there options for lots of people there?
So in every single dining hall, there's a vegan section, a gluten-free section, and a vegetarian section. So there's
Nice.
like their own section for all of these, all those sort of dietary restrictions wherever you are across campus.
That's wonderful. All right, so let's switch gears a little bit. Can you tell me about your best faculty experience so far?
Best faculty experience. Ooh, that's a tough one to pick just one in general. Because everyone I've worked for, you know, I've worked with, worked for, interacted with across campus is absolutely amazing, and they're more than willing to help you in any way, shape, or form. Whether you know you need help getting connected with someone, or you just want to go out to lunch and talk about, you know, what you want to do with your career and what you want to do in your life. The faculty here are more than willing to help, and they actually encourage it as well. They encourage taking professors out to lunch, maybe not in this current situation, but
Yeah.
before COVID happened, encouraging students of taking professors out to lunch or meeting them in their office hours. I think that's really the best part about Elon University is the fact that all of these people, no matter if they're a faculty member that's been there for 3 years or been there for 3 months, they're always willing to help out in any way, shape, or form, no matter what it is you want to do, no matter what it is you're interested in. And Elon's such a connected place, and the faculty are so well connected outside of the walls that if you're, you know, interested in something and they know someone who is doing it professionally, well, they'll connect with you. They'll help you connect with them, and then all of a sudden, you can be talking with them within the next week. So it's really an awesome, you know, there's no, you know, one part that really sticks out because all of the faculty, there's no really one faculty member that stands out because all of the people are just so nice and willing to help, and they love helping, which is really one of the coolest parts about Elon. And the best part about Elon is the faculty are so nice and willing to help you. And
All right, so I'm assuming that you have already decided on your majors and minors from, you know, your interests and everything. So what are you majoring and minoring in?
so I'm majoring in journalism, and I am minoring in sport management and statistics.
All right, cool. So what's that curriculum like for what you're taking now and then the rest of your program of study? And then are there any special requirements associated with your program that you're going to have to complete before you can graduate?
So currently, I'm just trying to knock out a bunch of gen eds. So I'm really in the base level journalism and sport management and statistics stuff, just because I'm trying to get done with my gen eds. So later on in college, I can, solely focus on the major and minor stuff. So I don't have to take some of those finicky classes that just required to graduate. But one of the big things as far as special requirements for Elon is, in order to graduate, you need two ELRs, which are experiential learning requirements. And the ELRs are either study abroad, internships, and undergraduate research, and two of those three. And I think there's a fourth. Fourth might be leadership, but don't quote me. That might not be the fourth one, but the first three are at least those. And being a journalism major in the School of Communications requires you to do an internship before you graduate. So you really only need to do one of the other two ELRs before you're able to graduate. But the way Elon works is we're on a three semester system, so or sort of a three semester system. It's like a two semester plus one system. So you have your fall semester, which is four classes, 16 credits, and then you have a 3 week J term, which is one class, four credits, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week for 15 days. So it simulates, a normal semester of worth of class time, but it's in 3 weeks. And during that time, that's when a lot of people used to go study abroad. There are a lot of 3 week trips, whether it's, somewhere in the world from Asia to South America to Europe to, anywhere in the world. You're really able to go. We have the best study abroad program in the country. That's the new rankings just came out, and we are number one in the country in study abroad. And that's really one of the huge things. Many students use those 3 weeks to go abroad, go anywhere in the world. And then we have, the same thing in the spring where you have your 16 credits again. So as far as my major works, there's two different tracks you can use. There's more of a print track and a broadcast track. So I'm going to be doing the broadcast track, and it's just, once you get to the upper levels, you have a choice of what classes you want to take. And that's sort of where it all lies. So there's no really no nothing special. I mean, the one requirement is you have to major in something outside of the school that you're majoring in. So like as a journalism major, I have to have at least one minor outside of the School of Comms. So I'm a statistics minor. But you can have as many minors as you want. So I have two. But yeah, the real big thing is the two ELRs that you need to complete by the time you graduate. Those are really the two big things that Elon really prides itself on, and it really is a great way to get experience during your college career.
I agree. I haven't interacted with anybody that had that type of situation, and I find that really interesting. And I think that's really cool because, like you said, you're getting kind of real world experience and coming out with having done something regarding the field or an experience that will be worthy of discussing in a job interview, or like you might have experienced things that really can sell you to a different situation. And then so how do your semesters like work? Like when do you start in the fall? And then when do you end? And how does that other like thing fit in? I'm like trying to map it out in my head.
So this year's a little different just because of
COVID,
COVID-19 and
yeah.
all everything that's happening. So I'll use just last year as an example. We started, I believe it was August 24th,
Okay.
and we ended December, maybe the first week of December.
Okay,
And
that
then
sounds
we
about
went
right.
home. Yeah, we went home for 2 weeks, or we went
Okay.
home for 3 weeks, came back January 2nd. That's when J term starts.
Okay.
So we went from January 2nd to like January 28th, and then you had like a basically a long weekend. They call it fake break, just sort of a long weekend at home. It was last year, I think it was a week, but you sort of had a week at home, and then you come back, and it's spring semester until basically, I think last year we were supposed to end the 18th or 19th. Of May, and that's when the school year ends. So
And
it's
then, of course, with COVID, that didn't go the
obviously, yeah, with
same.
COVID, we got sent home for spring break, which was the 16th to 23rd. And we never went back on campus. But in a normal year, so maybe next year it'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
But you usually start from, it's the August to first week of December, January, and then February to May.
And I think that's interesting. And I like that they have it kind of set up to where you got that kind of 3 week period where you can do something different and special that way. Because, like, for my semesters when I was an undergrad, it was August to December. And then when you start back in January to kind of the beginning of May. And then, because it's like my college graduation was like the Mother's Day weekend of that year. So when your semester is ending, like, I had already graduated. So that's why I'm like trying to, I was like, okay. I was like, so is it longer? I was like, do you start like earlier? I was like trying to figure that out. That makes a lot of sense too.
It's really geared towards study abroad. That's one of the big things, because J term, we call it J term. That's sort of the informal name for it. It is such a huge draw for study abroad. It's when, 95% of people, if I had to guess, 95% of people who study abroad during J term, and you go for 3 weeks somewhere in the world and you don't bind yourself for a semester somewhere, which is
Yeah.
really cool.
I think that was what, hit me when you were saying it. I was like, wow, so they're not doing like 15 weeks or more. They're doing 3, and that might be more accessible for people who maybe have to work the rest of the school year or do something else, but maybe they can take the time for those 3 weeks or so, and it's a little bit easier to accomplish. Because I would have loved to do
Exactly.
study abroad, but I could not have done it for 15 plus weeks. It just would have never worked. So that's really cool. So were there any specific factors that led you to choose Elon over any other ones that you applied to?
So I specifically went to Elon for sports broadcasting. I specifically went to Elon for walking in and seeing the amount of, different platforms that you can get involved with right away. And one of the big things I say when I'm talking to, students who are looking at Elon for the sports broadcasting program, the big thing is you can get involved week one, day one,
That's
and
awesome.
you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait till maybe your junior or senior year, and then you might get a chance. You get experience day one as soon as you walk in. And I think that's one of the biggest things that Elon has going for it. And that's one of the biggest things that really helped me draw to it, besides the fact that it's beautiful. It is far away from home. And that was one of the big things that I wanted. Nothing wrong with Massachusetts, but when I was looking at colleges, I wanted to experience someplace new. And my thing was, I have 4 years where I can go anywhere in the world, anywhere in the country to go to college. And why not try someplace new and live someplace new for 4 years and really, get out of Massachusetts and really experience the country and experience different parts of the country, which is something I was really
Absolutely.
interested in doing going to college. And getting to Elon and seeing that the weather's beautiful, the people are amazing, the faculty is, some of the best, the faculty, the staff, they're all absolutely amazing people. And the opportunities to get to do what you want to do the first week of campus was an absolute draw for me. I always tell the story of the first time I came to visit Elon. I came down, it was a February of my junior year of high school. I left Massachusetts and it was 30 and cold and snowy. And I came down to Elon, and that Friday it was 75 degrees. I was in shorts watching a baseball game. And I looked at my mom and she looked at me and we were both like, yeah, this is the place. And the people are amazing, the faculty's amazing, the support is absolutely wonderful. And I couldn't, being a sophomore, I knew instantly I made the right choice. And the first week I came on campus, I knew I made 100% the right choice. The opportunity to get reps right away and do what you love right away is really fantastic. And the opportunity to grow is, immeasurable and helps you become so much better in whatever field you want to do, whether it's broadcasting or news or finance or business or teaching. You get the opportunity to do it right away, whatever you want to do. And I think that's one of the biggest things that Elon has. And that what they welcome with open arms is getting involved right away. And I think that's one of the best things about this university is you get that right away. And the faculty, the staff, and everyone around you is more than willing to support you in any way, shape, or form.
And I love that, because basically what I've been hearing from you this whole time is that they want you to be involved right away, that they are giving you all these opportunities, and that they've got a structure that sets you up for the most success you can possibly have. Because they're saying, hey, we want you to study abroad. We want you to have internships. We want you to do these different things. And we're structuring everything to set this up for multiple opportunities. We are structuring things so you can do and you're required to do and having all these opportunities, because they want to create the most well-rounded like students and have the best experience you could have. And I think that's
wonderful for anyone who's looking at a school like this because, all the factors of how beautiful campus is and how different it is from where you're from are fantastic. And they're wonderful reasons to choose a school, but to realize that a school is really looking out for your best interest and they really have things set up so you can really succeed. I can't imagine the immeasurable support you probably feel from your institution knowing, yes, like they've got me, that like they want me to do well when I leave here.
Exactly. It's absolutely amazing. And Elon's not a place where they're just gonna, sit back and take your money and give you a paper when you leave. It's a place where they want to see you succeed. They want you to come back and, have, where they can be like, oh, like this person's doing this now. Like they really want to set you up for success and they really want you to succeed in life. And I think that's one of the best parts about Elon is that they want you to succeed. And like you said, they're putting you in the best environment to do so. And I think that's the best part about the whole thing in the whole university is that they're there for you no matter what. And professors are always there for you no matter what because they all want to see you succeed at the highest level. They're not just here to sit back, take your money, and give you a paper and say, okay, you're done. Bye. They are really a place where you can create lifelong connections and really find what you truly love, act on it, and everyone and their mother is around to help you, and they want to see you succeed. So when you walk out the door after graduation, you have a job lined up for you and you're ready to go in the workforce.
That's wonderful. So we kind of talked about it a little bit, how COVID has affected everything. What is it like right now? What was it like ending your freshman year this way? Because you have a very unique opportunity. You weren't, far into your college experience when this happens. And then how has this year been so far?
Well, getting sent home was awful. I had when we got sent home, I'm part of the baseball analytics team, and we had gone to Arizona to compete in the Sabre Analytics Conference. And so that was coming off the heels of that. Also, the week they sent us home, because I'm part of the broadcast team for baseball, I was going to broadcast 5 games in 7 days when we
Wow.
came back, and then they sent us home. So it was rough. It was really unfortunate. And, like many people, COVID took away a lot of things. Internships this summer, broadcast opportunities, being around friends, being on campus, the whole second half of my freshman year, my first semester or my second semester freshman year. It was obviously unfortunate and rough, but we're all in the same situation. It's not just an Elon thing, it's an everyone thing.
Yeah.
And the best way that I could look at it is, it's not just happening to Elon, it's happening to everyone. We're all in the same boat. It sucks equally for everyone.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to put it. But coming back's been fantastic. Elon is doing everything in their power to keep us on campus, and they wanted us to come back because Elon's such a institution that's built on in-person learning. And the way the Elon model works, it's just works better in person. The student teacher interact, the student professor interaction is a huge thing for Elon. That's one of the big things that we get from coming back to campus is we get that interaction with professors and you get to go to the classroom and you get to interact with your peers and you aren't just sitting at home doing classes from your bedroom because that's just not the way Elon's classes are structured. It's just not the way, it's not the way the university is structured. It's very much in person, which is so awesome. And I love it so much that it's so built on being in person because it's just such a great way to learn. And it's the way I learn best. And it's so fantastic. So coming back, masks are obviously required across campus. There's limits on who can have how many people in their room, that sort of thing. And, they're really doing a fantastic job on trying to keep students safe and really making sure we can hopefully get through this semester because I really, commend Elon for doing such a fantastic job and bringing us all back and looking out for our safety and taking all the right precautions to make sure we can come back and finish this semester, and do this semester, and not have to go online again, because I know there are a lot of colleges in the country that are online
Yes.
and we're the fortunate, we're one of the fortunate few that is in person. And I think Elon's doing a fantastic job at making sure everyone is, having a chance to stay in person and don't have to go online because like I said, Elon's model isn't built on taking classes through Zoom. It's just not how it works. It's all
Yeah.
about that in-person experience. And I think that's one of the best things they've done is they've created a place and they've created protocols and they've created a plan where, you know, it gives us the best shot to get through this semester, which I really appreciate. And it's really awesome to see.
That's wonderful to hear. All right. So my very last question for you, what do you wish you had known that an incoming or prospective student can benefit from? So I'm thinking this could be your application process, coming to Elon, whatever that looks like for you. And because you're in your sophomore year, I know that you, you know, have that whole application process kind of a little bit fresher in your mind.
I mean, my biggest thing for people that are, you know, going to college and stepping on campus for the first time, you know, if you're nervous about going someplace too where you know nobody, just breathe. I've had some people, you know, ask me questions and you're sort of on that, like, oh, like what's the first few weeks like? And my biggest piece of advice is just breathe. I went to college 14 hours away from home where I didn't know a single person from my high school. And, you know, that can be scary for some people. And that can be a real point of concern for some people going into a place that's brand new. You don't know many people. You don't know any people. And you have to make this whole new group of friends. And, you know, my biggest piece of advice is just breathe and let it happen. It's not going to take a week. It's not going to take 2 minutes. But when you do find those people, you know, even if it takes a semester, when you find those people, you find those people. And just breathe and let it take time. And don't worry about going into college without knowing many people or not having many friends. Just breathe. And that's one of the biggest things, because college, you know, part of college is sort of creating that kind of family dynamic. Sort of say, me and my friends all have this joke that we created a tiny little family. But that's sort of how it is in college. You kind of do create that tiny little family. And, you know, if you're someone who's looking at colleges and trying to figure out, well, you know, I'm nervous about going to a brand new place where I don't know many people, just breathe. And just, you know, it'll happen. It'll happen. It happens for everyone. It might take a week. It might take a month. It might take a semester, but you'll find those people. And that's one of the biggest things that, you know, really I wish I had known coming into college is, you know, just breathe. It'll be okay. And, you know, you'll find those people no matter if it takes a week, a month, a semester, whatnot. You know, you'll find those people. And, you know, no matter what happens your first semester, you'll end up on your feet. And no matter, you know, if your classes don't go so well, or if you don't know about your major, or, you know, if you're stressed out because you're far away from home and you don't know what's going on, just take some time and, you know, just breathe, you know, just take a few moments for yourself. That's really one of the biggest things, you know, I can give as advice for incoming freshmen or for people who are looking at the college process. Throughout all of it, just take a step back, take a few moments for yourself, and you know, what you think is the best decision for you is the best decision for you. And just go with that gut feeling, because at the end of the day, that's what's going to lead you to success. And that's really what's going to help you in, you know, get where you want to get. And I think that's one of the biggest things that college really gives you, is that way to create that family, create, you know, what you want to do and find out what you want to do for the rest of your life. And I think overall, you know, during that process, just keep that in mind, and keep that in mind that, you know, your gut feeling and, you know, what's going to happen will happen. It just might take some time.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for doing this with me. I really enjoyed learning more about Elon. It seems like a really incredible institution, and I wish you the best of luck on the rest of your sophomore year.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me. And yeah.
The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best we can. So for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte Mecklenburg Library's website, cmlibrary.org/teens, and also check out the Career Exploration Spotlight podcast series. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you just heard or know someone who would, please share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, leave a review on your podcast provider. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight series, and we'll see you then.